Mr. Kreis Tompkins, in what way did you help to reduce costs in the Alaska budget this year?
I serve on three finance subcommittees in the state of Alaska, Department of Natural Resources, Department of Fish and Game, previously Department of Transportation. And all the finance subcommittees that I've sat on saw year-over-year budget reductions of substantial sizes, and I supported all of those budgets. So every year the legislature and the governor set out budget reduction targets because that's the era we live in. And so we look at savings that can be realized. For instance, in the Department of Natural Resources, we closed a potato seed bank that no longer exists, sponged up about $500,000 of general funds every year. It's important to a certain sector of the Alaska economy. Certainly, we studied it, we heard testimony, but we're in a position where we have to make those decisions. And that was a decision that we as a committee made and a budget that I supported. On a personal level, I can't stand inefficiency in my own life and institutions, organizations I'm a part of. I think it's sort of our collective responsibility to try to help things in the world work better. An example of that was I was in the Atwood Building in Anchorage, which is the tallest building in downtown Anchorage and where the state of Alaska has its offices, and taking a meeting in the Department of Commerce with a friend and colleague there, and looked out at the parking garage across the street and noticed that the top deck of the parking garage was completely empty. And my friend was telling me that he often sees people skateboarding around on that top deck of the parking garage. I'm sort of an urban policy wonk. And the first reaction I had is that's a huge asset that is not generating value. And I spoke with the commissioner of administration and noted that the market value of each of those parking spots is probably several thousand dollars a year. And in fact, within 5 months of that conversation, State of Alaska is now subleasing the top three floors of that Atwood parking garage out, and that's netted circa $125,000 for the state of Alaska this year. So whether it's policy and budgeting or personal examples, I believe in helping us have a balanced budget, and I live that every day.
Thank you. Now, do you have a question for Ms. Finkenbinder?
It relates to a comment earlier this debate, which is we can't have any revenues or taxes, or that's not something you would support. And I believe our fiscal gap right now is $3.3 billion. Further cuts are, of course, needed. But for context, eliminating the entire Alaska court system is $100 million. So you'd have to delete the entire court system we have 33 times over to close the budget gap. So acknowledging those realities, how in the world do we close a $3.3 billion budget gap if revenues are not a part of the question, or the answer, rather?
I don't believe I ever indicated that taxes would not be part of the solution. What I said was that I wouldn't be putting forth taxes, that I would be a part of a discussion about taxes that no doubt the governor will be raising. They will come up anyway. I didn't say that I would, that no taxes will be discussed.
Okay.
Simply that I would not be the one to bring them up.